Dr. Hubiter, DKA Clinic. No, it's MBAKHUBAIB, first name, last name, PARACHA, 1229 04. Office is at 517-24. Patient seen. There's history of a vehicle accident. Few days ago, states that he was hit from the driver's side. Not sure how fast the other car was going. States he ran a stop sign. The other car ran a stop sign. States that he had moderate severe pain to his neck, left chest, and left shoulder and left lower leg. Immediately after the accident, the frontal headache states that ambulance came to the scene, but patient refused to go to the hospital, has been at home the past 2 days. Prior to coming to the clinic, states he's having moderate severe pain to his left upper anterior chest, rated as 8 over 10. Also involving left shoulder with inability to raise or move left arm without pain. Also complains of marked pain in neck posteriorly and left laterally with painful range of motion. Also complains of frontal headache with tenderness, states hit driver's wheel without loss of consciousness. Also complains of pain to left knee and left distal thigh laterally with painful range of motion of left knee and with some pain on ambulation. Chest pain and a shoulder pain, 8 over 10 is above, left leg pain, neck pain and head pain rated as 6 over 10. I'm sorry, the prior should be 8 over 10 if I didn't make that clear. Was unable, he stated, to describe accidents or events more clearly. States he had some damage to his car. He's not able to drive it. Came here, able to drive another car to office. Drove a short distance to get here. Take to hit as above. Please correct that. Hit steering wheel with his head. States he has been having chills. With cold hands and feet. With sweats at night for the past 2 evenings. With difficulty sleeping. Complaints of feeling tired at present. via symptoms on contributory, past medical history uneventful, social family history. Patient's a student at Houston Junior College. Physical exam. Patient appears to be in moderate distress. Head, eyes, near season throat. 1+ tenderness to the forehead without bulging or disc, neck with 2+ tenderness to posterior and left lateral neck with a painful range of motion, 4+ tenderness to upper thoracic spine, and left in front of suprascapular area. Or plus tenderness to left shoulder and left upper arm with inability to raise shoulder because of pain. Yeah. 2+ tenderness to left lateral knee and distal thigh with painful range of motion of knee without evidence of effusion or discoloration. Able to bear weight with slight limping. Four plus tenderness to the left upper chest and scapular area and anterior shoulder. Lungs clear to auscultation, percussion, heart rather than 10 murmurs of gallop, abdomen soft again, nagle or tenderness, back with tenderness to upper thoracic spine, and as described, left infra and suprascapular area. Skin without visible lesions or evidence of trauma, extremities as above, as described above, neuropsychiatric, without abnormality except for extreme apprehension, with difficulty relating events of accident. States traumatized by accident, coherent, without distortion of thinking, limited chest x-ray and left shoulder view obtained in clinic without definite abnormality or rib fractures noted. Vital signs within normal limits. Clinical impression. MBA with injuries to head injuries, left neck, left shoulder, chest injuries, left upper arm injuries, left knee injury and left distal thigh injury. With extension of pain from neck involving shoulder and extending to left upper arm. Patient scheduled to have CAT scan of head, MRI of neck with x-rays, x-rays of chest, left shoulder, including ribs, and left knee, with MRI of neck, patient given prescriptions for Toradol 10 milligrams QID for 5 days. Also, given Toradol 60 milligrams in clinic with some relief of symptoms. Was offered Sofran shot, but declined. Was also given Flexeril 10 milligrams 3 times a day. His needed for muscle spasms. Was given Tramadol 50 milligrams to take 2 to 4 6 hours for pain because of emotional trauma and distress. Was also given Ativan 0.5 milligrams to take 1 to 4 6 hours as needed for anxiety and restlessness. Advised to go to emergency room if symptoms increase. A worsening is scheduled to get X-rays, additional X-rays of his neck, shoulder, chest, ribs, and left knee with MRI neck and CAT scan early next week as soon as possible. Patient also advised to return tomorrow for reevaluation to confirm stability of his condition with Thank you, Dr. Halbidur.